This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Over the past few weeks, we've been confronted by some horrific stories in the media about our drought-stricken farmers on the brink of collapse. And we've just been through the driest autumn on record since 1902.
Wow.
And this winter hasn't been much better. Crops aren't growing, livestock are starved and being sold off to interstate farmers at markets or even being put down, which is really sad. Seeing so many rural families desperate for assistance, one Victorian came up with an idea to turn a favourite pub meal into a fundraiser, and the campaign blew up overnight with support. Joining us now to tell us more is the founder of the Palmer for a Farmer campaign, Amanda Kinross. Good morning, Amanda.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Welcome to Joy, Amanda.
Amanda, you're not a farmer yourself, but you and your family live in rural Victoria. What was it that triggered you to take action about the drought?
Oh, well, we've all seen these dreadful pictures on the news. They've been all over the news recently. And I thought to myself, you know, what on earth can I possibly do? All of us are feeling the same. We all feel so helpless. And I thought, I wonder if there's something that Aussies buy all the time that maybe a little bit off of that could go towards funds to help the farmers. And it was going round in my head, and I was thinking, oh, the farmers. And I thought, oh, Palmer for a Farmer. Oh, that's got a ring to it. I wonder if that would work. So I got on social media, put up a little post. Hey, guys, what do you think about this? Thinking there was like about 10 people up the road seeing it. And the next minute, there was a local radio station picked up on it and said, hey, that's great. We'd like to run with this on our show tomorrow. There was three pubs that said, fantastic, we'll do that. And by the next day, they were taking donations, and now it's Australia-wide.
Excellent.
Amazing.
So, Amanda, tell us how it's going to work, Palmer for a Farmer.
Venues are embracing this wholeheartedly, and people are venues that are doing their own thing. At the moment, we've got people advertising a dollar for each Palmer that's sold to their venue. They will donate to buy a bale. Other venues are donating a lot more than that. It can go across any month for any amount of time or just a one-off event.
Amanda, we're lucky to be in a time where, you know, photos and stories and campaigns like yours can spread so quickly and so far on social media. Has it surprised you how big this has grown?
It really has. It's remarkable. But it resonates with everyone. Just like everyone else, we're all just so upset about what we've seen and wanting to do something. And this is an easy way. It's bringing communities together. It's great for people to be able to get together and support their local venue as well.
And it's definitely right. And I think, I mean, especially being a Friday, now's the day we're all going to go out and have a drink after work.
And a Palmer.
What a perfect time to have a Palmer. And not just is money going to go to the terrible drought-stricken farmers, but it's actually going to start conversations in local pubs in the cities. And I mean, being a city boy ourselves, this drought's just come from nowhere. It was just kind of, it felt like being a city boy, it just kind of came from nowhere.
Mm. That's right. We had no idea. And it's only the news stories that have brought it to our attention. It's really been going on for far too long. And already it's too late for some farmers. They've lost their stock. They've lost their crops. So the money that is coming in is going in really just to help feed them.
And I think Grant Denyer, he shared a photo of his own property in drought, I think on Instagram just a few weeks ago. And it's almost like in the city, things have to get to breaking point before we even recognise them. And now, you know, we're slowly becoming aware of it.
That's right, yes. And this is why everyone is getting on board. We want to help. They need help now. And that's exactly what the people are doing.
We all know a Palmer is a schnitzel, usually chicken or veal. It's covered in Napoli sauce. Melted cheese, yeah. Is there a controversy over whether ham should be included? What do you reckon?
Oh, yes, lovely. As long as it's not sitting on the chips. Chips have got to be on the side.
So for anyone that might own a restaurant or a pub and they'd like to get involved in this, how can they register? Is there a site they can go to?
Yeah, super. Well, if you could come on to our Facebook group, which is Palmer for a Farmer. You can email us at palmerforafarmer.com and register at the BioBale website, where we've got our own link on there.
And excellent. Would that also have the link to like the restaurants that are involved? So if I wanted to go out for dinner tonight, this I can go onto that Facebook page and check out what maybe restaurants in my local area are doing it?
Yes, that's right. There is a link there for each state. And if venues could pop their information on there as well, that'd be great, so people can find you.
Amanda Kinross, thanks for joining us this morning and all the help you've done to help the farmers as well.
You're very welcome, and thank you for helping to spread the word.
Lovely. Get out and have a drink and have a Palmer.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.